Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. The writer David Sims put it beautifully when he said recently that every race has its peculiarities. Whites have moderately high IQs, and their eyes tend to seek the horizon. Jews, on the other hand, have high IQs, and their eyes tend to seek out prey. Seeking the horizon, exploring the universe from macro worlds to micro worlds, discovering and conquering new lands, pushing the boundaries of scientific knowledge ever farther toward infinity, achieving the most sublime beauty and deepest meaning in art. These are the hallmarks of our Faustian race soul. Seeking prey, seeking other human beings to deceive, trick, use, abuse, and enslave, so you and your tribe can live off of them and get something for nothing. These are the hallmarks of the materialist and parasitic race soul of the Jews. The so-called banking industry and related financial and investment firms are one of the main means by which the Jews, who largely own and control these shady businesses, extract money from the Gentile population. I've shown you in previous programs that the Jews are fantastically, almost unbelievably, overrepresented in the finance sector. Jews are overrepresented among the senior executives of the major Wall Street banks, trade exchanges, and regulatory agencies by a factor of 36 times, or 3,600%. And Jews are overrepresented among the senior executives of the major Wall Street mutual funds, private equity funds, hedge funds, and brokerages by a factor of 32.5 times, or 3,250%. I have shown that among hedge fund managers, who have in effect created an entirely new private currency out of thin air, raking off trillions from the hard-earned wealth of the people, Jews are overrepresented by a factor of 40 times, or 4,000%. And I have proven in earlier editions of this radio program that this banking system, the banking system we have lived under for 100 years in this country, is a system of privilege and power, giving the insiders at these banking institutions the ability to create money out of nothing and the quote-unquote right to be paid interest on the money they so create, and the tremendous power of placing every citizen in their debt, which they do by the simple expedient of getting their bought and paid for legislators to enact laws, making it so that every dollar spent by the government, actually every dollar that exists, constitutes a debt owed to them. No king, no president for life, no dictator, no emir or warlord or discoverer of caves filled with acres of gold and diamonds ever held such power or possessed such wealth. One wonders, after all of the evident outrage at the abuses of this financial sector, from the recent mortgage crisis to the sickening taxpayer bailout of the richest institutions and richest ethnic group known in all of human history, where are all of the regulations and regulators which are supposed to protect us from these predators? Here's the answer. Jews, as noted above, are as wildly overrepresented in the regulatory agencies as they are in the financial industry itself. and most significantly, they, using their ill-gotten wealth, have made their financial system and the banks, funds, brokerages, holding companies, shell companies, and other corporations which embody it so unbelievably complex that the regulators are hard-pressed even to catalog it or understand it, much less keep it under control. Let me give you an example. Many corporations have subsidiaries. If they are public corporations, they are required to report all of the subsidiary companies that they control to the Securities and Exchange Commission, or SEC. Industrial giant General Electric has 19 subsidiaries under its control. The Coca-Cola Company reports that it owns and controls 104 subsidiaries. The largest automobile manufacturer in the world, General Motors, has an astounding 455 subsidiaries. But all that is nothing. I repeat, nothing compared to what the largely Jewish financial pirates have done. They have created a structure of interlocking companies and companies within companies so huge, so complex, that it rivals the complexity of the complete non-financial remainder of American society, or the governmental structure of the entire nation, from the federal executive right down to the local level and everything in between. According to a study by Swiss financial research firm Bureau van Dijk, Goldman Sachs, the too-big-to-fail recipient of so much of your tax money, has 3,536 subsidiaries. Another megabank, J.P. Morgan, has 5,123 subsidiaries, more than half of them overseas. Wells Fargo has 3,675 subsidiaries. Just the six largest banks in this country own and control a total of 22,621 subsidiaries. Senator Sherrod Brown states of these banks and their thousands of shell corporations, quote, "They are not just too complex to manage. They are too complicated and too interconnected to regulate," close quote. And that is precisely why they exist. Does Company A owe too many taxes? Well, why not switch some of its operations over to Company B, which has a big loss for the year so far, so the whole operation can show a small loss instead of a taxable profit? It can all be done with the stroke of a pen in 1 minute. Is Company C liable to pay damages under a lawsuit? Why, after writing down a few numbers and words and signatures on a piece of paper, we can arrange things so that it no longer has any assets at all, and so can pay little or nothing to the people it harmed. Are you trying to figure out just what Company D is doing and what its income and liabilities are? Good luck with that. Half of its shares are owned by Shell Company E, that owns 14 other companies, F through S. Half of them also shell companies that partly own Company D and significant parts of each other, including Company A. By the time you've figured all that out, after maybe a year, you still don't know where the money went or who made the profit, and it's too late anyway, since in the meantime, Company T just bought a majority stake in Company E, and the whole deal was financed by a loan from Companies U and D, who share several directors in common, but have separate bank accounts. The Mafia used to do the same thing, but on a much smaller scale. It's all quite impenetrable, And at some level, you start to understand that it's basically unreal. You have to realize that whether you're a consumer or a regulator, you have been cheated by experts, and good luck proving it. It'll be you against the top law firms and accountants in the world, and I do mean the world of crime, and by that I do mean America. Thomas Jefferson warned us against fractional reserve banking when he said in the early 19th century, quote, "Banking establishments are more dangerous than standing armies, and bank paper must be suppressed, and the circulating medium must be restored to the nation to whom it belongs," close quote. That means we need an honest money system, a system which allocates the people's credit to the people based on what is best for our race and nation, a system which has the strength and health of the nation in mind, not private profit for a few based on the quote-unquote lending of something which never belonged to those few to begin with. Never again should a privileged class be allowed to create money out of nothing, imposing at the same time chains of debt on all of us who are not among the chosen class of money creators. But to get an honest financial system and an honest economy, and to end the impoverishment of our people, we have to get this entire Jewish system off our backs. As I've demonstrated in earlier broadcasts, if we don't get this system off our backs, we aren't even going to survive as a race. We won't even survive as a slave race. We'll be a dead race. We will be nothing. And the universe which gave us birth will know us no more. So it's time, now, to begin planning for the fall of the current system and the building of a whole new nation, a whole new world, a morally and racially clean world, a world of which we can be proud, a world fit for the next 1,000 generations of we who seek the infinite horizon. Join us. Join the National Alliance.
You're listening to American Dissident Voices.
This week we have launched a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-per-week online radio stream, which we call the National Alliance Radio Network. It features all of the latest series of American Dissident Voices broadcasts, about 100 in all since Will Williams and I relaunched the program at the end of 2013. And it also includes an ever-increasing collection of classic ADV programs, both by me and by Dr. William Pierce, the founder of the National Alliance. Right now, we are still in the process of selecting, editing, and digitizing the classic programs, of which we eventually hope to have hundreds online for you and your friends and family to enjoy, and from which you can get an education, a real education, available nowhere else. In addition to American Dissident Voices broadcasts, new and old, we have also added a number of important speeches and audiobooks by patriots such as Dr. Revelo Oliver, Dr. Pierce, Jan Cartwright, Vanessa Neubauer, Jack Pershing, Emery Burke, Robert Matthews, and many others. Our programming is a mix of up-to-the-minute new broadcasts and classic works of permanent value. We also occasionally intersperse our talk programming with music, some of the great works of classical music, and also exceptionally well-done, racially-oriented modern music by Joseph Price in Dresden. In the future, we expect to be adding new programming too, so watch this space. All you have to do to listen is to visit any page on our news site. That's nationalvanguard.org. That's nationalvanguard, all one word, .org. At the very top of the right column of our page, you will see a small audio player. Just click on the play button, and in a few seconds, you'll hear our audio stream. Unlike with our recordings of individual programs, which are still very much available, you don't need to select a program. You don't need to download anything. And the sound doesn't stop when the current program is over. It just keeps going forever. And you'll hear something new almost every time you tune in, and several times every hour. There's another way to listen too, besides in your browser. If you'd like to use your favorite standalone media player or tablet or smartphone, just access the stream via the URLs linked in the text version of this broadcast. So listen while you get ready for work in the morning. Keep us on in the background while you accomplish your tasks for the day. And if you happen to have a Part 15 neighborhood FM transmitter, you can rebroadcast our stream so that others can hear it. To keep this network on the air, and to justify the time and expense it takes to run it, we do need your support. If you can make a one-time, or even better, a regular donation to help us, we and future generations of whites will be in your debt. Leftist propaganda mills like National Public Radio get regular pledges of tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars, even in small communities. Let us do our utmost to support this unique radio effort with programming that speaks for us, our values, and our survival. Simply send a donation to the address I'll give you in a moment, or go to natall.com/donate. That's natall.com/donate. You've been listening to American Dissident Voices, the radio program of the National Alliance. I want to send each of you our beautiful, full-color, illustrated booklet explaining the purpose of the Alliance. In this booklet, you can read about our program to save our race and secure a future for white children. It's entitled Building a New White World. To receive your copy, simply visit natall.com/booklet. That's natall.com/booklet. Or send $3, $6 outside the U.S. and Canada to National Alliance, Box 172, Laurel Bloomery, Tennessee, 37680, USA. Once again, that's $3, $6 outside the U.S. and Canada to Box 172, Laurel Bloomery, Tennessee, 37680, USA. We're on the air every week, and our news site is updated many times every day at nationalvanguard.org. We also have a forum where you can meet, talk, learn, and share with others, whitebiocentrism.com. Until next week, this is Kevin Alfred Strom reminding you to never give up.
For blood and for soil, we will work, we will toil. Heaven is born on the earth. The heroes arise as we shout to the skies. We will now have our rebirth. For blood and for soil, we will work, we will toil. Heaven is born on the earth. The heroes arise as we shout to the skies. We will now have. Shout to the sky.